This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel deployed additional troops to Gaza's border Thursday as the military conflict with Palestinian Islamists continues, while inside Israel, security forces scramble to contain deadly riots between Jews and Arabs. With the Gaza conflict showing no signs of easing, Israel has been rocked by an unprecedented wave of mob violence in which both Arabs and Jews have been attacked. Defense Minister Benny Gantz ordered what he calls a massive reinforcement to deal with the internal unrest. Muslims around the world marked a somber Eid al-Fitr Thursday amid rising hostilities between Israel and Palestinians in the second celebration in the shadow of the coronavirus pandemic. The three-day festival, which marks the end of the holy fasting month of Ramadan, is traditionally celebrated with mosque prayers, family feasts, and shopping for new clothes, gifts, and sweets. In addition to the already subdued festival due to the raging pandemic, the deadly violence between Israel and Palestinians also casts a pall, with growing fears it could spiral into a full-blown conflict. United States health officials advised Thursday fully vaccinated people can avoid wearing masks in most places and do not need to wear them outdoors. Updated guidance the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention hopes will allow life to begin to return to normal. The agency also says fully vaccinated people do not need to physically distance in most places. It is still recommending vaccinated people wear masks on planes and trains and at airports, transit hubs, mass transit, and in places like hospitals and doctor's offices. Find more at voanews.com.